If you'll stand, if you're able, I'm going to read this morning's gospel from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, the beautiful Beatitudes. And if we don't feel that there are things to lean on after listening to these words, these are just amazing, so listen carefully. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen. Please be seated.
Have you ever heard about this quote? Life is C between B and D. Do you know who said it? French philosopher and novelist Jean-Paul Sartre did. Life is choice between birth and death. What does this mean? If you want to have a meaningful and good life, you must make good and right choices. How can we make good and right choices in our lives then? As Christians, we learn from Jesus Christ. Following Jesus will always lead us a good and meaningful life. This morning's gospel text is the Beatitudes. This passage, Matthew chapter 5, is a part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. The Beatitudes refers to the eight blessings Jesus preached. The word beatitude means true blessings. A life of God's true blessings, that would be an awesome life. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth, and so forth. Read carefully all these eight blessings. Each sentence begins with, "Blessed are." This beatitude shows us how we Christians should live by pursuing these true blessings in life. By following these beatitudes, we can make good and right choices in our lives. Today is Super Bowl Sunday, of course. San Francisco 49ers versus Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I'm not a fan of footballs. I love soccer, while the whole rest of the world is enjoying. But once a year, I enjoy watching the Super Bowl game once a year, today. Probably I enjoy more watching the halftime show and super expensive and funny commercials than the game itself. And relax, and thank you for coming this morning at the church, and you have enough time for the game. Relax. My sermon title this morning is Halftime, Change Your Game Plan. It sounds like a football game, right? But it's about our life as a game. Our life is short. Unlike other many sports games, you can lose, you can win, you know, that kind of a repeating situations. But our life is only one. You got to win this life, right? Yeah. So my sermon title was inspired by the book entitled Halftime, Changing Your Game Plan from Success to Significance, written by Bob Buford. This book had been originally written for the Christian readers, but somehow, interestingly, with the recommendation of the and foreword of Peter Drucker, who was a management guru, this book became famous to everyone, not only in the U.S., but also the whole world in 1990s and 2000s. Football games or soccer games or any other sports generally have the games of the halftime, first half, halftime, and the second half. No matter how well you played in the first half, but if you fail to score in the second half, you will most likely to lose. On the other hand, even though you messed up the game in the first half, but if you change your game plan in the second half, you will most likely to win. So, halftime is a very critical time for winners. During the halftime, your rest and modifying your game plan for the best will determine the second half, and eventually the winning of the game. I don't think anyone loves to lose. Raise your hand. I don't think anybody. Everybody wants to win, right? You know, we might have some questions. When is your first half game in your life journey then? When is the halftime? How about the second half game? Well, I can answer for you. Regardless your ages, your first half game has ended already. Right now, no matter how old or young you are at the halftime. During the Super Bowl time, of course, you will enjoy a halftime show and, of course, interesting commercials. However, in terms of your life journey, in search for meaning and joys and blessings, your halftime is right now. Remember my Sunday sermon? How long is right now? Your right now is not that long. You must shift to a new perspective on your life game. So, during the halftime in our life journey and our spiritual journey, we must stop pursuing success. Rather, we must pursue significance, following God's ways and receiving God's blessings as we strive to see God's peace, justice, and love. So, when you change your game plan from success to significance, your second half will be totally different from our first half game, no matter how it went. Do not waste your half time. Your life is only one time offer from God. Your life is God's best gift for you. Your life is too precious to be wasted by hatred or complaint or regret. Your life is God's joy and your blessing. My brothers and sisters in Christ, yes, life is choice between birth and death, but I can say this, your life is only meaningful when you choose Christ. Another letter C, capital C, between birth and death. Choose Christ. Choosing Christ sometimes looks foolish to the eye of the world. But choosing gospel is choosing the power of God. Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians proclaims this, verse 18. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And his proclamation is very powerful. Verse 30, he is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Yes, God is the source of our lives in Christ Jesus. However, sadly, many people choose appearance over heart. Many people choose money over relationships. Many people choose secular power over the Holy Spirit's guidance. Many people choose material things over spiritual gifts and discipline. Many people choose pleasure over joys and blessings. What you are choosing makes your second half time miserable or abundant in Christ's spiritual blessings. My brothers and sisters, my friends, let us choose Christ. Let us choose compassion. Let us choose care and love. Let us choose God's ways, good and just ways for everyone. Then our life journey will never be the same. Jesus says in verse 12 as the conclusion of the Beatitude, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven and right now as well. Thanks be to God. Amen.